I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, June 28th. Wollaston Beach in Quincy is closed to swimming due to high pollution levels. Tests taken this week indicate unsafe levels of bacteria in the water at Wollaston. Signs and red flags are posted, warning people to swim at their own risk. Water at all 13 Quincy City beaches tested safe for swimming this week. The state tests the water at Wollaston Beach, and the City Health Department tests beach water at Quincy City beaches weekly from Memorial Day to Labor Day. Well, 24 new nurses have joined the nursing profession after last night's Quincy College professional recognition ceremony. The new nurses received their official nursing pins during the ceremony at Quincy High School. The new nurses took the International Council of Nurses pledge and received their certificate of practical nursing. Four of the new nursing graduates are Quincy residents. Over the summertime, residents in the Marymount and Quincy Point sections of Quincy will be asked if they'd be interested in getting their internet service from a provider other than Comcast. This is the next step in creating a municipal broadband service to compete with Comcast. The City Council recently approved $250,000 to begin marketing the new service. City Council President Ian Kane says about 35% of residents would have to participate in order for the service to make financial sense. The city is working with an outside firm to create the new service, which would be estimated to cost about $70 per month for the average subscriber. City's been working to create the new internet service since 2018. Kane says if enough people show interest, construction on the new system could begin later this year or early next year. Granite Telecommunications of Quincy is getting additional tax breaks from the city. The City Council recently approved a request from the mayor to extend the tax breaks that Granite receives on the building that it leases at 61 Enterprise Drive in North Quincy. Those breaks were set to expire in 2026, but the new agreement extends the tax breaks until 2037. Mayoral spokesman Chris Walker says Granite deserves the tax breaks because they plan to add hundreds of new jobs and make millions of dollars in improvements to the building. Granite currently pays $600,000 a year in taxes on the building, which will remain the same through the life of the new tax agreement. A 77-year-old man was hospitalized following an excavator accident at a Cohasset construction site yesterday. Cohasset police responded to a work site off Route 3A at about 11 in the morning after the 77-year-old man operating an excavator with a hammer drill said he was violently jolted when the machine slipped off a rock that he was breaking. The man suffered a spine injury and was taken to South Shore Hospital. Cohasset police detectives and OSHA are investigating the incident. La Paloma Restaurant on Newport Avenue in Quincy will close for good Saturday. Michael Walsh and Stephen Dwyer announced recently that they've decided to close the restaurant after 41 years in business and retire to spend more time with their families. The owners extended sincere thanks to their customers and employees for their many years of support. Sunday will be the last day of business for the Wheelhouse Diner on Hancock Street in North Quincy. Owner Leanne Vieira McDonough decided to close the business after a dispute with the landlord and mounting costs to maintain the 80-year-old building. McDonough said she may open a new restaurant in another location. Future plans for the current site include a multi-story structure with a diner on the ground floor, but construction is still at least 3 years away. Well, the 8th Porch Fest Quincy Music Festival will be held Saturday from 3 to 9 p.m. in neighborhoods around Marymount, Wollaston Hill, and Squantum. Over 100 bands are scheduled to perform during the free event, and food and beverage trucks will be available. You can visit porchfestquincy.org for more information. The annual Squantum Road Race will be held Saturday at 10 a.m., at the Squantum Fire Station. Registration begins at 9:30. State Representative Bruce Ayers of Quincy has sponsored the road race for over 25 years to raise money for the Squantum 4th of July Parade. The event is held in memory of longtime Squantum community activist Frank Buckley, T-shirts will be provided while they last, and every child who runs will receive a medal. The annual Bill Dunn Jr. Memorial Road Race will be held Saturday at 9 a.m. at St. Thomas Aquinas Hall on Darrow Street on Howe's Neck. Registration is from 7 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. Participants can take part in a 5-mile run or 2-mile walk. Cash prizes will be awarded, and the first 300 people who register will receive a free T-shirt. Proceeds will benefit the Bill Dunn Jr. Memorial Scholarship, which provides scholarships to Quincy High School students, donations to Children's Hospital, Manet Youth Football, and other local organizations. Quincy Cemetery Board of Managers requesting the removal of all items from grave sites in city cemeteries except for planted flowers by this Sunday for spring maintenance. Quincy Police Department hosting its second annual donation drive to support USO New England through Monday. USO airport centers around the country offer around-the-clock hospitality for traveling service members and their families. Donations can include snacks, books, personal hygiene items, and baby supplies. A bin is located in the Quincy Police Department lobby to accept donations. The items will be delivered to the USO Boston at Logan Airport in time for the July 4th holiday, and pickups can also be arranged by calling 617-479-1212. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are higher. The Dow is up 32 points, the NASDAQ rose 53, and the S&P added 4. Asian stocks gained, the U.S. dollar rose, the euro is down, oil at $82 a barrel. In sports, the Red Sox welcome the San Diego Padres to Fenway, beginning a series tonight at 7. The National Weather Service forecast for today, mostly sunny and pleasant with a high of 77 degrees. Tonight, clear, comfortable, low of 54. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 80. Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, warm and humid, the high of 85. And then partly sunny on Monday, the high 79. The marine forecast calling for 2-foot waves, northwest winds 10 to 15, gusting to 20 knots, becoming easterly 5 to 10 knots later today. High tide 5:30 p.m. Sunrise 5:09, sets at 8:24. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, June 28th.